And now, young Widder Brown. New written evidence is being produced by District Attorney Ralph Jordan as the trial of Ellen Brown's fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, for the murder of the rich widower Horace Steele proceeds. Letters which make it appear more and more that Ellen was planning to marry Horace and that Anthony killed him in a fit of jealous rage. And Ellen has just had something to say to Ralph's sister, Amanda Jordan, regarding Lita Haddon, who claims she saw Anthony shoot Horace. Now, as she comes into her living room from her tea room next door, Ellen is surprised to find her devoted friend Bruce Weldon waiting for her.
Hello, Ellen.
Bruce, I didn't know you were here.
I peeked into your tea room, saw you were busy, so I sat down to wait.
Did you see whom I was busy with?
Yes. What was Amanda Jordan doing here? Telling you that you were playing Horace Steele for his money, that you are morally responsible for his death, and that her brother is going to see to it you get what's coming to you.
No, Amanda Jordan wasn't telling me anything, Bruce. She was asking me about Lita Haddon.
Well, is Amanda beginning to doubt her brother's star witness?
I don't know. But I'm afraid I did something rather shabby.
To Lita? She deserved it.
No, to Amanda Jordan. I frightened her, Bruce. I suggested that Lita might be setting her trap for Ralph Jordan.
It's not unlikely at all.
Oh, I know. I wasn't making it up. You see, I did it deliberately because I wanted to hurt Amanda as she hurts me, as everybody is hurting me lately.
Ellen, you're entitled to get back at these people any way you can.
I don't think I am. Nothing should make me feel the way I did just now. I wanted to hurt Amanda, and I did hurt her. She had quite a stricken look when she left the tea room. She adores her brother.
The same brother who's going to put you on the witness stand, Ellen, then torture you with his accusations.
Even so.
And that's what I've come to talk to you about. Herbert Temple is defending Anthony, but he's worried about you. He says that Ralph Jordan will have no mercy when you do go on the stand.
I know that.
The point is this, Ellen. You have to be prepared for it.
I think I'm prepared for it.
Ellen, Herbert has asked me to come to you on what I feel is a pretty shabby errand.
Why doesn't Herbert come to me himself?
Because he feels that his friendship with you might be in danger.
His friendship and not yours? Why?
Well, to be honest, I don't think Herbert ever realized the part you played in my life, Ellen. And I frankly don't feel like telling him.
Oh.
That's something between you and me. Actually, I like the fact that people don't know how much I was in love with you, Ellen. It's a good secret to have.
But you weren't in love with me, Bruce. You were a lost man, and I happened to be on hand to help you find a way back.
And I loved you for that, Ellen. Really loved you. I've worked out of it, I'm glad to say, but it was there. The delight of knowing you. The almost unbearable despair when I knew you couldn't love me.
Bruce, surely with all that's happening now...
Oh, I know you're a one-man woman. You love Anthony Loring, and I never stood a chance beside him. But you helped me, and you won my lasting affection.
Bruce, I'm a little tired and mixed up this evening.
You wish I'd get to the point.
Does it sound rude? Yes, that's what I do wish.
All right. Here we go. Ellen, have you remembered anything more you wrote to Horace Steele besides what you told Herbert?
So that's the question Herbert didn't want to ask me himself.
Yes.
I'm not surprised. In Herbert's place, I should hate to ask that. In Herbert's place, I'd be ashamed.
You're angry.
A little. Years of friendship and loyalty to Herbert Temple and his wife Noreen should surely give me a certain position with them. With him. He should know I don't lie. He should know that I'd hardly let the man I love face a jury knowing that my lies would convict her.
Ellen.
I'm losing my temper, and it's so wrong, Bruce. So wrong. I'm sorry.
Oh, darling. I shouldn't call you that, Ellen. But it comes so easily to me. Oh, Ellen, if I could help you.
We can only help ourselves, Bruce. When we become emotional, as I just did, that's very wrong. Very foolish and unwise.
I appreciate how you feel. But I also see Herbert's point. Ellen, I say this to you because you have the strength to hear it. Herbert feels that he's fighting a losing fight. He has nothing to defend Anthony with.
Don't we all feel that now, Bruce? Today in the courtroom, Amanda Jordan tells me her brother produced a letter Horace Steele wrote to his lawyer about forming trust funds for my children. A letter I never knew about. And it was one more piece of evidence. One more step to prove that Anthony had a motive for wanting to kill Horace.
I told Herbert I thought his question was absurd. I feel that in asking it, I've done what he wanted me to do.
But I haven't answered you.
You know you don't have to answer me. Oh, Ellen, what can I do for you? What can I do to take that hopeless look from your eyes?
You can't do anything, Bruce. With the forces of evil constantly working against us, making progress against us, what can I hope for? All I can see now is darkness. All I hear now is Anthony's sentence. All I know now is that there have been bad times before, uncertainty and trouble before. But this surpasses everything.
And in the New River City prison, Anthony Loring is reading over a letter he has just written to Ellen.
Ellen, darling, it's evening now and the afternoon court is behind me. I can sit here writing and imagine I'm on a trip. And this is the casual sort of note I would send to say, everything is fine, I wish you were here. Well, everything is not fine, but I do wish you were here. Your chair was empty in the courtroom here this afternoon, and so was my heart. Perhaps I shouldn't say that, for it'll upset you, but I'm selfish. With everyone else, I must be very calm, very sure. Only with you can I be afraid. Ellen, will we get out of all this, do you think? Or a year or two from now, will you be sending me letters to some prison far away? It's a macabre kind of wondering I go through now. Each day a little more morbid, each day a little...
Dr. Loring.
Yes?
A visitor.
Oh, who is it?
A lady, Dr. Loring. A Mrs. Temple.
Althea. Is she in the visitor's room?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. You're very kind to do all this escorting back and forth.
I'm glad to do it, Doctor.
Do you like your work? Do you find it interesting?
Oh, you meet all kinds, Doctor.
I'll bet you do.
But you know, the way a lot of us feel about you, well, we're sure you didn't kill Horace Steele.
Thank you. I wish you could convince the jury of that.
Your visitor, is she your lawyer's wife, Dr. Loring?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, we all kind of wish you had a bigger lawyer, Dr. Loring.
I think Mr. Temple does, too. Hello, Noreen.
Hello, Anthony. You know, this is the first chance I've had to get to see you since my young son went and got the measles.
I heard about Davy's measles from Herbert. It's been a pretty trying time, hasn't it?
Just awful, Anthony. How are you? Herbert's staying with Davy this evening just to give me a chance to see you.
Poor Herbert. This is a tough case for him, Noreen.
It's awful. It's awful because he's so fond of you, Anthony. And he's so worried.
I know that.
I didn't see Ellen today. I talked to her on the telephone, though.
I just wrote Ellen a letter.
Oh, well, give it to me. I'll take it to her.
No, Noreen. I'm going to tear it up.
Anthony, you're depressed.
Yes, I guess I am.
Oh, Anthony.
And I'm glad you came because you interrupted the letter in which I was telling Ellen how afraid I am. She mustn't know I'm afraid.
Anthony, tell her you're afraid. Let her help you.
No one can help me, Noreen. Today, when the district attorney read Horace Steele's letter about establishing a trust fund for Ellen's children...
I know, Anthony. Herbert told me about it.
And there will be other letters, Noreen. You can count on that. I'm not planning to fight anymore. I'm planning a campaign of resignation. Can you make Ellen do the same thing? Can you be that much of a friend to both of us?
Have the circumstances of Anthony's trial reached the point where defeat has to be accepted by him and young Widder Brown?